Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I give the Pirates credit, Bill. They did a whole flurry of activity right today. Got rid of a few more of their major leaguers, traded some guys for some, minor leaguers. And they did it all on a day when nobody in their right mind is paying attention to the Pirates because everybody's screaming and yelling about the Steelers.
Excellent idea.
Great media relations over there. I mean, that's a very, very smart in terms of doing those kinds of things. But no Colin Moran, no Stephen Brault, no Jacob Stallings. Who's next? Ryan Reynolds? Who knows? Paul's Eye Show brought to you by Archie's on Carson Street. Get down to Archie's, the official chicken wing of the fan. Archie's, the home of 80 Cent Wings Monday through Thursday. It's the home of Paul's Eye's Grilled Cheese Sandwich. Texas on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And the fan hotline is presented by Nemacolin around every corner. Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. Let's go right to the hotline now and talk to our good friend from the Post-Gazette, Ray Fittipaldo. And Ray, I don't even know where to begin with yesterday's game other than to say I think we can all agree that, you know, the fact that the Steelers lost is not, you know, completely that big of a surprise. How they lost, though, has to be alarming, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, and I think Mike Tomlin, admitted that yesterday. I think if this isn't rock bottom for this football team, it's pretty close. And they got T.J. Watt back yesterday. They got Minkah Fitzpatrick back yesterday, and it was still probably the worst performance that I have seen under a Mike Tomlin coach team as far as the defensive effort goes. If you want to go back to 2013, Paul, when Tom Brady dissected them and scored 55 points on them and put up 610 yards, that's very fair. I mean, that Steelers defense wasn't very good, and they were taken apart. But when I watched that game yesterday, the tackling, the effort, everyone looked dead. There was no energy on that field. That's the worst that I've seen the Steelers team look under Tomlin. So we'll see if they can respond. I know they have responded before under Mike when they've had bad losses, but things seem to be trending in the wrong direction, don't they?
Well, they do, and I think the big thing that was alarming here, Ray, and I actually was surprised when I looked at this. This is the third time in a row they've lost to the Bengals, and the cumulative scores are 92-37. It's no longer a fluke. It's no longer, you know, anything other than the Bengals have probably finally are legitimately better than the Steelers.
Oh, you have to believe that at this point. That's what happens, Paul, when you draft in the top 10 as often as the Bengals have done. Over the last 5 to 7 years, they haven't been a very good football team. And they ran into a good year to have the number one overall pick. They got Joe Burrow, who looks like he's going to be, you know, a 12 to 15 year franchise type of quarterback. But let's also give them credit for this year for going out and getting Ja'Marr Chase when they did, I think, with the number six overall pick. You get the quarterback, then you surround him with very good players. Look what T. Higgins came in the second round. Look what he did to James Pierre yesterday. So they've been very smart in how they approached, this Joe Burrow era. And when you look at what they did over the offseason with their defense, how much money they spent on that defense and how quickly they've been able to come together. You know, a lot of teams, you know, like the Steelers, you know, draft and develop and don't really, spend big in free agency. And listen, Paul, a lot of times it is foolish to spend in free agency, but for whatever reason, the Bengals hit it right. They go out and get Trey Hendrickson, Mike Hilton. All these guys are really big contributors on that defense that's playing really, really good right now.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It looks like they've got, you know, more than just, you know, Joe Burrow and some offensive skill players. I mean, it looks like they are actually becoming a pretty good team, on both sides of the ball, and especially on both sides of the offensive and defensive lines.
Yeah, and Ben Roethlisberger said yesterday after the game, their defensive coordinator did a really good job of changing up some looks on them. I know Ben wasn't under a lot of pressure in terms of sacks yesterday. It wasn't like he was running for his life, but on those two interceptions, you know, he got his arm hit or he had to step up and sort of alter his throw. So, you know, if they weren't getting to him and bringing him down, they were affecting his, his throws and enforcing turnovers too. So, yeah, they're a good football team, Paul. I know the Ravens probably look like they're going to, or at least right now they look like they're going to win the division, but I think Cincinnati is going to be a dangerous team in the playoffs. You know, if they don't get, I don't know if I would want to play the Patriots if I were them in the playoffs or the Chiefs, but if they get anyone else, even if they get the Ravens in the playoffs somehow, I think they would have a really, really good shot of winning. They're kind of built for January. You know, you control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, good young quarterback with good weapons. I think they're a team that can surprise here in about 5-6 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing to me is they're a team that has all the elements you're looking for. And I think when that's, you know, where you're at, all you need to do then at that point is find a way to win. And that's what I would say. If you can find a way to win, games, I think you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that team – when they brought Zach Taylor in, you know, a lot of people, oh, he's like a 32-year-old head coach. What are they doing? But he's actually hired some really good assistant coaches, and he hasn't been afraid to get people around him who have been in the NFL for a long time. And I think those guys have been able to help him. And I know they had a little bit of a rough spot, sort of late October, early November, but last couple of weeks, they kind of dismantled the Raiders last week. Just absolutely bulldozed the Steelers on Sunday night. Looks like they're getting hot at the right time of the year.
Yeah, and so back to the Steelers, Ray. If I made you king of the world, or at least king of the Steelers, where do you even begin to try and get this thing back on track? And I think this year, you know, maybe you can slop together 3 or 4 wins and get to the playoffs, but I don't think it goes much more than that. I'm talking about down the road.
Yeah, I mean, Paul, I think you have to invest heavily in the offensive and defensive lines, first and foremost. I think you have to invest. They're inside linebacker situation. I don't know what you're going to do there. Devin Bush doesn't look like he's developing, and you're not going to bring Joe Schobert back for $8 or $9 million or whatever he's on the books for next year. So they probably have to get a linebacker too, and they probably have to go out and get a corner. So because Joe Hayden's leaving. So I just named you 4 very important positions on this football team, and you're going to have to address it in free agency as well as the draft. So this is where Kevin Colbert makes his money. You know, identify the top positions in this draft. Let's say, for example, it is offensive and defensive lines. I would address those 2 positions first and then maybe go out and address those other positions through free agency. But it's been a really tough year salary cap-wise for them. They kind of got stuck in the summer, with COVID and the cap going down. They didn't really have the resources to address some of their depth issues this year. They're going to have $50 million in cap space in March, and probably more if they cut stuff onto it. So it could be $56, $57 in cap space. You have to go out and spend money this year to improve this football team, because right now, the way they're playing in the trenches, it's only going to get worse from here if they don't address it.
Well, yeah, and I think the thing about it is, you know, when we sit here and when we talk about next year, Ray, they should have cap room. I would say, you know, they're probably going to move on from Hayden, right? They're probably going to move on from Hayden. They're probably going to move on from Tuitt. They're probably going to move on from Ben. So, you know, they're going to have to, you know, do some things probably to get back on track.
Yeah, and you didn't even mention Juju. You know, Juju is another guy who's on a one-year deal, an expiring contract. Yeah, I think it's time. You know, even though Joe Hayden is obviously better than James Pierre right now, I'm not saying James Pierre is going to be a starter next year. They have to go out and find someone better, I think, based off of what I saw yesterday. But how much longer, even though Joe Hayden is still one of your top defenders, how much longer can you keep signing these guys who are 32, 33 years old, right? Eventually, you got to sort of tear the Band-Aid off and get younger at some of these important positions. So Steelers are always going to be a draft and develop team, Paul. That's not going to change, and that's the way they're going to approach this offseason. But it is kind of a unique situation where they're going to have all this cap space that they're not normally used to, and it's going to be really interesting to see how Kevin Colbert and his staff go about attacking this offseason, because I just rattled off four positions for you. There are even more holes on this defense. They could use better depth at outside linebacker. We didn't even mention receiver, Paul. You know, James Washington's on an expiring contract, as is Juju. They're going to need a number three receiver next season. So they've got so many holes, so many issues that, you know, people talked about this offseason for Kevin and how important it was, how challenging it was. I think 2022 is going to be even more challenging.
No, I would absolutely agree with that. And I just feel like, you know, this is a team that probably really does need to rebuild.
Yeah, that's the way it looks right now. And like you're right, Paul. They could find a way to get to 8-8-1. I don't think they're going to do that. But if they do have this losing season, maybe that'll be the impetus, you know, for Art Rooney and for Kevin Colbert to say, hey, it's the end of an era. We are going to move on. We are going to get younger. And then maybe you bite the bullet, you know, for a couple of years. You know, you struggle a little bit, and then you rebuild through the draft. And, you know, maybe you find your franchise quarterback somewhere in the next couple of years as well. So we'll see how these last 6 weeks go. But, Paul, based on what I saw yesterday, I don't know if they're going to win more than one or two more games. I would be surprised at this point if they won three of their final six games. I think they're probably headed toward the first losing season under Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, though, you look at their schedule, the game that probably is going to be tougher than people think is up at Minnesota. They seem to play well at home. But you figure they'll probably split with the Ravens, who I happen to think are just – they're not very good, but they keep finding ways to win. And then if you split, there's one win there. They're probably going to lose to the Chiefs. That's two, you know. So, really, I mean, they'd have to win the other four games, which I don't know that that's realistic. So we'll see. But I think the best thing that could happen is that they don't win enough games to get to the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, Paul, if you look at the AFC, I think the Steelers are probably somewhere down around the 10 seed now. You're going to have to be at least 9-8 to get into the postseason, I think. And probably the number 17 is probably going to be in that, you know, 9-8 type of a range. So you do the math right there. You know, the Steelers got to finish here with a winning record over the final six. And I just don't see where those W's come from. You know, maybe you beat the Browns at Heinz Field. You know, maybe the Titans will continue to be banged up. But there are so many ifs and buts there that things are going to really have to fall in place for them. Like I said, to get more than two wins here over the next 6 weeks of the regular season.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's the big thing. So, so to me, you know, we'll see. Ray, I appreciate you taking the time, and we'll do it again soon.
All right, Paul. Anytime, I'll talk to you.
All right. That's Ray Fittipaldi of the Post-Gazette. I'm Paul Zeiss. It's 93.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.